The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2008. The Treaty of Paris was signed on this day in 1783, which ended the U.S. War of Independence, which ceded to the United States from Great Britain all lands east of the Mississippi. It's the birthday of writer Sarah Orne Jewett, born in South Berwick, Maine in 1849, who wrote stories about the traditions of Maine village life, best known for her short novel, The Country of the Pointed Firs. It's the birthday of the architect Louis Sullivan, born in Boston, 1856, worked in Chicago in the 80s and 90s, designed over 100 buildings, including the early steel frame skyscrapers, remembered for his words, "Form follows function." It's the birthday of the short story writer Sally Benson, born in St. Louis, 1900, one of the most popular and prolific writers for the New Yorker magazine in the 30s, her stories collected in the book Junior Miss. It's the birthday of novelist Alison Lurie, born in Chicago, 1926, author of Imaginary Friends, Real People, Foreign Affairs, and The War Between the Tates. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, entitled The Clause. This entity I call my mind, this hive of restlessness, this wedge of want my mind calls self, this self which doubts so much and which keeps reaching, keeps referring, keeps aspiring, longing towards some state from which ambiguity would be banished, uncertainty expunged. This implement my mind and self imagine they might make together, which would have everything accessible to it, all our doings and undoings, all at once before it, so it would have at last the right to bless or blame. For without everything before you, all at once, how bless, how blame? This capacity, imagination, self and mind conceive, might be the soul, which would be able to regard such matters as creation and destruction, origin and extinction of species, peoples, even families, even mine, of equal consequence, and might finally solve the quandary of this thing of being and this other thing of not, these layers, these divisions, these meanings, or the lack thereof, these fissures and abysses beside which I stumble, over which I reel, is the place, the space they constitute, which I never satisfactorily experience, but from which the fear I might be torn away appalls me or what might most be me. Even mine, I say, as if I might ever believe such a thing. Bless and blame, I say, as though I could ever not. This ramshackle, this unwieldy, this jerry-built assemblage, this unfelt, always felt disarray, is this the sum of me? Is this where I meant to end? Exactly where I started out. A poem by C.K. Williams, The Clause, from his collection The Singing, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.